Jai Gurudev. Now, as the Sankranti and Param Pujya Gurudev's centenary is coming on, I am slowly develop the links in web, especially. Yes, 1 month of Vasanta. Therefore, slowly I am trying to come up the web as the scientific development of so-called spiritualism. I will tell you in the class why I am talking about so-called spiritualism, but I will be more available there naturally to this class also. But before we want to go ahead, what I want you people is, just as I was, someone is exactly about 1 month for Vasanta Panchami, come into the join doing something, any something which you do at this time. Slowly I will tell you about the real development. That is the important of utilizing a mobile, a web, or the Param Pujya Gurudev's real, what should I say, weapons. I always tell you about that. Slowly I will tell about it. But anyway, I am talking about your egos. And when I say egos, I am not talking about the real ego, what general English language say, but to tell you about your jivatma and how it develops. And always remember that you do the Balivaishya and Panchagni, all linked with real divine people already. Those who are already doing it, from the day you are doing it, I am telling you that you are all divine. Slowly you will understand it. Naturally, when a Hindu goes to America, whatever he may be doing, his works or anything, he is a Hindu. Similarly, who will this Balivaishya and Panchagnihotra vidhi daily? Only once. And if you want it three times, it's okay, I don't mind it. Now, actually, if you can really understand the sleep state, well, you are divine. That is the first step you have to understand it. Everyone sleeps, but you don't know how to use it. So anyone who knows the time of sleeping is divine, because the moment you know how to utilize a sleep state, you are in samadhi. It is as simple as that. Because all of you can get it so easily, you think that samadhi is so difficult, but you should know that if you know how to sleep every day, that only means that you are already in the samadhi state. The only thing is, you are not aware of it. So, when I want to go into the sleep state, it is linked with Ma. When you say or the sound Om, or when the two lips are linked up, Pranayama technique. They put their eyes, ears, nose, all these things close. Brahmari. The exact Brahmari way of consciousness is the consciousness of samadhi when you be there. All of you understood what I am talking about, Brahmari, and did the pranayama? Those who do it, you can say, put your capital S. I am asking about Brahmari, that because it will help it in the sleep state. Continue the S, so that at least I will know that all of you are linking it. So, you continue the S, I am going on. The Brahmari, if you remember one thing about Sri Shaila temple,
Brahmarama.
You heard about the Brahmari Devi? You know about this. All of you understand about this Brahmari? Yeah, that is the most important thing. Do you know that Brahmari, do you know there is one thing importing sadhana? That by just hearing that sound, the Brahmari puts another worm, or what I should say, another insect, changes into Brahmari. Ever heard about it? You are understanding what I am telling? Yeah. When you see this particular Brahmari pranayama, be very clear. I am telling you, into the sleep of state, to really live into sleeping state and bring into the samadhi. This is what I am trying to tell you now. So, whenever if you don't think it or anything, you just put me. So, what I am telling is, when you are sleeping into the sleep state every day, all of you, next day you get up. You try to be very clear, very clear. Every day all of us sleep. Well, what happens? Exactly in your particular state of consciousness, whether in your office or in the business or with your family links, any links, just exactly where you have stopped before the sleep, when you get up even in some diseases also. When they go into the sleep, they are not aware of their any problem, pains or anything, or his agony, or maybe his happiness, or the beautiful links he had. What is trying to tell you, understand what I am trying to put the you to understand. You get up exactly where you were before going into the sleep state, and when you get up, there is no change. You were where you were before the sleep, and naturally when you get up, you are exactly the same place where you are. And again your life goes on. Am I very clear? Asked it is, there are the three steps in the states, the physical, the astral, and of course, the sleep state. So whenever I put some example like this, you always remember that if you can put something, and if you know, if you want something to know, somehow or other it is linked up with your subject. So anyway, what I am trying to tell you, the same thing I am going to tell it, not E, but Ma, Sanskrit word, I don't know if you can put it, but you know the English, Hindi, Sanskrit Ma? You know about that? Why I am telling is, in the Sanskrit words, they call it as Sanskrit, because it is Samyak Kruta, what has done it in the best way. When you say the Ma, the A and the U, the Ma is very good. You see that. All of you are able to Ma, not the Telugu one. The Sanskrit word is always the correct one. And why I told it as Hindi is, the Sanskrit and Hindi shape of writing is the same. The Ma is the best correct one. And one thing you have to remember about it, when the Sanskrit, I am telling about the sleep state. You try to understand what I am trying you to reach into the sleep state. Now, you see the mass, what should I say, the figure shape of ma, the Hindi ma shape. Are you able to get something? You see, something comes to you. Suppose I am giving a, I am asking you to think about ma, and you want to tell something about development or consciousness or something like that. I am trying into the samadhi state, and as you feel it, slowly will go into the consciousness. So all of you who are doing it, you see the Sanskrit ma. Now I will tell you in a better way to understand what I am trying to tell. Can you know the la, Sanskrit word, where two half circles with a vertical line and about it one line, but you just do a bit correct and you put the, what I say, the last single straight line in between the la, like the nostrils. Is it clear? The la. But if you can see it in one way, if you can put the in between the two half circles, and if you can put it to a 90 degrees vertical, it becomes a. That is what I wanted to tell. Because the change gives you so many things to you. If the a, if you can shift it to the left side, it becomes la. If that much you have understood it, you can say capital. So the la and the a are the difference only in 90 degree change. That means if the a letter, can anyone sing a physical word like that and change it? Now what I am trying to tell you is, your physical body is the real Sanskrit language. That is what I wanted to tell. See the letter la and a in Sanskrit word. A is the left one to you, and the la is on the right. You know the la and the a. Now what are you people to understand is, when you are a, where all your sounds develop, a is because the nostril is not horizontal but vertical. Your nostrils, are you able to ask my question? Those who are understanding it, you try to understand what I am telling you. Your nostril, when you see the left side a, is your nostril vertical to your backbone? Your nose, if you put it vertical, then the nostril is as if your backbone straight. Madhuri, you couldn't understand? Again you see, you know the Sanskrit letter la is like your nostril. Your a, Sanskrit word a, if you put it horizontal, it becomes like a nostril. The difference between your Sanskrit a and la is your backbone straight in a. When you say a, your nostril becomes straight. Those who understood the difference between the Sanskrit letter A is as if the nostril is vertical, whereas the La is your nostril, which is horizontal. Am I clear about that? All of you are understanding it? The link of A is a vertical backbone of your nostril, which is horizontal. Is this very clear? That is where the language Sanskrit is said, well done, samyak krutam, Sanskrit. Why? Your body is literally the letters. Step by step I will tell you all those things. But today I am trying to tell you about the samadhi. How you have to do this samadhi is the link with your law becoming vertical. Don't worry about really doing it. Do you understood, in your physical body, the nostril which was horizontal, when you say A, becomes vertical. I'm thinking about the shape of the A, the letter. Don't worry about the sadhana and other, I will tell you later. If this all of you understood it, what I'm trying to tell you? Literally, your two holes. Can you say the two nostrils? If your two nostrils, if it becomes look vertical, it becomes A. You see, the nostril shape of La and the vertical A, your nostril. And you always remember, when we are talking about a letter, in Sanskrit or there, when you write some line about it, you don't forget about the line which books about it when you are writing it. When your two nostrils, you know, the left is known as Ida and the other is known as Pingala. The left nostril and the right nostril. This much you all of you know. Now, you just try to understand what I am telling to tell. When you are saying A, is not your backbone become straight when you say A? Your backbone is becoming straight. Well, when you see the nostrils, and when you see the Sushumni, don't you think that it is your backbone? Is it right? So whenever your air goes into your breath, it goes into the backbone. And then you are able to sound a letter, A. And that A is a must for any letter for you to sound. Am I clear? Could I tell me what I am trying you to know? So whenever your nostril goes into the backbone, what is happening? Your La is becoming the A. Am I right? Sushumna. The left, the right, Ida and Pingala, goes into the backbone, straight. Your nostril becomes straight. Your nostrils are not either going to the left or right ear, but it is going to the backbone. When you say A, and only then only can you sue any letter. Without A, you can never, never, never change any word or a letter. Am I right? All of you? So can I can go ahead about Ida, Pingala and Sushumna? All of you are understanding it? All of you are understanding it? And now you think about the Brahmari Pranayama. When you are doing the Brahmari prana sound when you are trying to do Brahmari. Don't you know that the boat Ida and Pingala are going into the backbone? Now, just again think about your nostril. The breathing are going in. Generally, either it will go into the left nostril or into the left nostril, right or left nostrils. Is this much very clear to all of you? Go step by step. Don't try to think me what I am going to tell you later. When you are doing your breath, either it will be onto the left or into the right. Normal breathing. If this all of you understood? I'm waiting. All of you. Are able to understand what I'm trying to tell you? When your breath into your nostrils, whether it is coming from to the left or to the right, it is like the la into the mouth, either to this nostril or to the other nostril. Could you understand the shape of la like that? And think about your breath going in into the nose. Either it will be going to the left or right breath. What we call it as... Can I show it there? No. Where I am telling about this side or that side? In the la. It is okay. Those who are seeing it in the web, all of you, you see la. Either it is in the left side all through the right side, the breath are going on. Is it right? All of you see the la? The Sanskrit led la, all of you? Whether it is going through Ida or Pingala, either to the left or the right nostril, your backbone is horizontal. When you see the la letter, your backbone is above it, horizontal. Above the two nostrils, the horizontal line, the backbone is horizontal. Am I right? The question one is asking is, if the nostril is going on into it, so I am not saying about your backbone. I am thinking how your consciousness is horizontal. When your left or the right nostril air is going on, your vertical backbone is horizontal in the letter. Don't think about on your backbone. The air is going into you, that sound la, that is the shape of the la Sanskrit word, the achara. Think about the letter, don't think about your breath. And when you see the letter, the air that is going on is not vertical to it, it is horizontal to you. The letter, I am showing it as a nostril, as a Sanskrit letter, achara. The not letter is correct, we say it achara. Achara means which does not go for charing. Chara means, you know, destroying. Achara means it will not. It will be permanent. Am I clear? What I am telling you is, when the akshara means, kshara means which goes down, waste. Akshara, it never goes. So I am thinking about the shape of the akshara letter. Don't think about your backbone or anything. Am I clear about what I am asking you to know? At that moment, when the sound la, if you want to tell about the la, what is happening? The nostril is backbone, is horizontal. Could I tell you, understand what I am trying to you to know? Your nostril is not human but an animal. It's, I am talking about your evolution, though if it is going into your sound, when you say la, that is the sound la in your physical body. The shape of the physical body, akshara, looks like the backbone is horizontal, because your human body is the real thing of the real consciousness. But you have to understand to link it up. Could I say it, what I am trying to tell you? When the breath is going into your breath, it is as if the sound la-like, am I right or not? Only go step by step. Just go step by step. When the air is going into your ears, the shape is going into as if in a shape of la in Sanskrit letters. Am I right? With your two eyebrows, if you can think it as a straight line above it. If you take the eyebrows, your eyebrows are in the left eye and the right eye. It is the sun and the moon, the pingala and the
Ida.
Am I right? Are you able to know? Your nose is exactly like the sun and moon as the above line, the bridge and the nostril. Is it not exactly like la? You put a la. So whenever your breath, the ida and pingala is used, if you can take over the eyebrows also, you can literally see the letter la physically on your bodies. Is it very clear to you, all of you? All of you? All of you? Very clear? And now naturally, in English we can say as if it is lying, la.